Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Georg Philipp Telemann composed during the period of musical history known as the Baroque era, which ran from about 1600 to 1750. Baroque doesn't mean that something needs to be fixed. It comes from a Portuguese word for a kind of pearl. Most pearls are round, but Baroque pearls are funny looking, all swirly with lots of twists and turns. Suzanne Bona is the host of the public radio program Sunday Baroque. She knows all about the Baroque connection to a misshapen, swirly pearl.
Well, it really has to do with art and architecture and music and the Baroque movement from that time period. And the reference to the misshapenness has to do with a lot of really gaudy stuff that worked its way into the music. A lot of very trilly sounds and ornamented sounds, lots of very fancy decorations put onto the art or the architecture or the music.
That's by Johann Sebastian Bach. Suzanne Bona puts him at the top of her list of important Baroque composers. The others she picks are George Frederick Handel, Antonio Vivaldi, and this month's Classics for Kids composer, Georg Philipp Telemann.
They were the composers who influenced a lot of the other composers and musicians around them. They had positions of authority, writing for the nobility and the royalty and the churches. So their music was heard by a lot more people, too.
Suzanne Bona says the Baroque biggies influenced each other, too.
They heard one another's music. In some cases, they were friends with one another. So they all shared their music. They all borrowed, or some would say stole from one another. And they all influenced all of the players around them.
That's a piece that Johann Sebastian Bach based on music by Vivaldi. Bach was a huge Vivaldi fan. So how can you tell if a piece of music is Baroque? Suzanne Bona says one way is to listen to which instruments are playing.
Some of the instruments that you hear a lot in Baroque music are keyboard instruments like the harpsichord and the organ, the granddaddy of all the instruments. You also hear a lot of violins. And you also will hear ancestors of some of the modern instruments that we know, like flutes.
Suzanne Bona says one of the reasons she got interested in Baroque music is because she plays the flute.
Somewhere along the line, I thought it would be kind of neat to listen to music by my instrument's ancestor. And that goes all the way back to the Baroque era, when you had people like the King of Prussia, Frederick the Great, who loved the flute and played the flute and wrote music for the flute.
You might think that Suzanne Bona's favorite Baroque piece would be for flute, but she likes the Concerto for Two Violins by Johann Sebastian Bach.
The second movement makes me cry.
Suzanne Suzanne Bona also has some Baroque favorites that don't make her cry.
The Spanish Baroque composers are wonderful. Gaspar Sanz has a piece called Canarios that makes me want to dance and grab castanets.
Okay, you can put down the castanets now. Most famous Baroque composers took composition lessons, but Georg Philipp Telemann taught himself by studying what others had done. Next week on Classics for Kids, music by some more self-taught composers. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.